else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield talking about the Whiskey Rebellion. Just to update you live, the floor vote is going forward, and it is reporting that former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy is going to be actually the person standing up and nominating Jim Jordan for this third round. But these 22 holdouts that Jim Jordan met with privately yesterday, saying they still aren't going to vote for him. And Jordan's saying, I'm not dropping out, and we'll stay here all weekend to get this done. So that's just an update live from Washington, D.C. during the break.
I can make a comment concerning Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. You can apply it. Listen, they had different views about the nature, exactly what power should reside in the national government, what power should be reserved to the states. I mean, there was a different view. Should we be a financially strong commercial country, as Hamilton envisioned, or more of an agrarian country, the way Jefferson envisioned? Would we be more democratic? Small d, would we have more power right to the local people? That's Jefferson. Whereas Hamilton would call for, hey, we need more authority in the central government. Hamilton would call the Jeffersonians or the Republicans. They'd say, man, you guys, you're a mob. That's what you guys are. And Jefferson would call Hamilton, you guys want a monarchy. You want such centralized government. See, those are both exaggerations. But here's what also happened. It happened. Listen, I've learned this reading my lifetime. Things start off maybe with differences of opinion on policy, but they evolve into personal animosity.
Why is that?
It's human nature. So when you're looking at what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now, the Republican Party and the Speaker of the House and so on and so forth, you can just about – first of all, everybody – there's 535 legislators in Washington, D.C., 100 senators, 435 congressmen. Every single one of them has an ego, and they've got bruised feelings, and they're kind of mad at each other. And it's hard to step back from your feelings and say what's really best for the country. It's just difficult. And just you can write that down. There's egos flying all over the place, everybody. And you try to get somebody to say, look, can't we do what's best for the country here? But
or the state or the county, whatever.
Exactly. That's or the church or for anything. Anytime you get a group of people together, you get different opinions about this and that. And then you have to sometimes say, okay, let's stay together here. And what's not happening there today in Washington, D.C., or well, we'll see if it does happen. We'll see if they can come up with a speaker. Somebody's got to lay down their ego a little bit and say, look, let's find somebody that can put this house back together. It is a constitutional requirement. They shall choose a speaker. That's in the Constitution. You got to have a speaker, and you got to find a way to make it happen. Now, I don't have the answer at all. I don't have the answer, but I know that you got to find a way to make this happen. But going back to our history lesson, it was somebody like George Washington who really didn't have he wanted the country to make it. And so he wasn't going to, on the one hand, he wasn't going to excuse the Whiskey Rebellion and these Western Pennsylvania farmers. Hey, here's the law. You got to pay the tax. But at the same time, he wasn't going to go out there like Hamilton and punish them all and have he didn't want a war, and he didn't want to bring a bunch of them back and hang them. That would have been very bad. And in the end, I think George Washington handled it rightly. Now, by the way, eventually the whiskey tax was repealed. It was a tax that how are you going to enforce this? How are you going to collect it?
Right.
Beyond the fact that it was unfair, how is this going to be enforced? You're going to go in every little farm and investigate them, see if they have a still there and how many gallons of whiskey they produce per year and so on and so forth. I was ill-advised.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Now, let me ask you this point. Bring it forward to today. Do we have a specific tax? Do we have a specific agenda policy item that would even come close to unifying the country against certain policy or taxes that could amount up to this history of our country? I don't see one. Do you?
No, you're right. No, there is not one. Listen, I may use something in foreign affairs. With what Hamas did to Israel, they killed over 1,000 people and they've got hundreds of hostages. You would think that the entire country would look at that and say, no, that's bad. Going in there and slaughtering civilians and taking a couple of hundred hostages, anyone with any sort of a moral compass upon them would say that that is bad. The whole country.
That's wrong. Flat out wrong. What Hamas did to Israeli citizens.
You would think so. But it has been proven, sadly, in the last couple of weeks, that there are lots of people who say, hey, Israel brought this upon themselves. You know, they're imperialists, the Zionists, who have done worse things to the Palestinians in all these videos. They're not true. They're not right. This is the media is blowing this up because of the – oh, come on. I mean, so I look at this, and I don't think there's anything beyond a national revival – when people put their faith back in the Lord Jesus Christ and the authority of the Bible and have a moral sense. But even say the Christian Judeo ethic, I mean, whether you're a Christian or a Jew, we believe thou shalt not kill. What they did was not an act of war. It was murder. That's just plain murder for the sake of murder's sake. Those people, Hamas, are enraged with hatred that is almost beyond comprehension. And I'm hearing people now say, and you got to be careful here, and I've heard some Christian people say this, well, we just got to pray for peace in the Middle East. Oh, boy. What do I say?
Yeah.
We got to pray for victory for Israel. Victory. Listen, to return to the status quo, say, okay, from now on, we got to build better fences. We got to build a better wall there in southern Israel against Gaza. We've got to negotiate now and do whatever it takes to get the hostages back, and we got to find a way for peace. My view is you got to find a way to win this war that they started, and the two-state solution is no solution. I don't think that is going to go the way of the Confederacy of the United States. I mean, that's no solution. It's not going to work.
But that's what Joe Biden is calling for.
That's what concerns me. He said a lot of good things. But at this point, we just got to stand behind Israel, and it's going to be a bloody, terrible thing if and when. I would have said a week ago when they invade Gaza. Now I'm saying if. Because there's people in our country that are pro-Jewish people, but they're not pro-Israel. They're Jews. But they're looking for the people that occupied Washington D.C. They were Jewish, and they said we want peace. Well, I mean that'd be like after Pearl Harbor, December 8th, 1941, President Roosevelt coming to the United States Congress and saying we need to find a way to have peace with Japan.
Right.
Peace. They attacked us. This is not a time for peace. This is a time for war.
Yep.
That's
retaliation. Absolutely.
We have to do it. That's the nature of human existence.
Well, let me ask you this question. With the way Washington is operating and this Palestinian Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib coming out with her statements and things that she's trying to push in Washington along with the president. Are they going to commit political suicide, in your opinion, for next year's election?
You know what? I do not make predictions because I'm what I think should be blatantly obvious to everybody, that what Hamas did was so horrendous, so terrible, that anybody, Jew, Gentile, Christian, moderate Muslim, everybody should see that and say that is wrong. But not everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody sees it. They come out and say Israel asked for it. Israel deserved it.
Right.
Now, my jaw drops when I hear people say things such as that. But and so I say we got to be praying for Israel that they get victory here. I'm not exactly saying it's not the time to speak of peace. Not yet. Oh, that sounds terrible. I hope I don't have protesters out here in front of the church. But I support Israel. They got to defend themselves. The people, the Hamas that runs Gaza, have shown who they are. They have to be defeated. What else can I say?
Yeah. Well, and the other interesting point of this is the timing, because what's going on in supporting Israel and Netanyahu's retaliation against Hamas comes at a time when we have our budget that needs to be either redone or a continuing resolution to continue, which Jim Jordan and the House Freedom Caucus members do not want. They want a new budget. And dealing with Biden and the Democrat-controlled Senate, this could end up shutting the government down November 15th, and comes at a time when this war is happening. Thank God Israel is independent enough. They have a great military. They have enough money. I don't think they even need our support. I think they can continue to do this, fight it on their own. But the rockets are flying.
Let me remind the listeners of the Holocaust during World War II. 6 million Jews were killed. And the motto of the Jewish people since then, and they're still saying it, never again.
Never again.
Plus, they're saying, we're never going to put our future in the hands of somebody else. Now,
right.
I, as an American Christian, want to support Israel. But they're going to do what they think they should do.
Yep. Hold that thought right there. We'll pick it up. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy is on the floor right now, recognized, and is giving the nomination speech for Jim Jordan to be elected the next Speaker of the House. So it's happening, breaking right now. Go ahead and finish up your final thoughts of this discussion today, sir.
Well, I finished talking about the Holocaust, just mentioning it, that the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, they are going to defend themselves. And that is what they're going to do. Now, what does this have to do with the whiskey rebellion? Just the idea that you got to have some order here. It kind of more applies to what's happening in with the election of a new speaker. We got to hang together here. Hang together. When the whiskey tax was passed, whether it was wise or not, and I do think it was an unwise tax because it was the law. President Washington felt like it had to be. He took an oath that he'd see that the laws were faithfully executed. He was going to enforce the law. But he applied some wisdom and some grace and some forgiveness and pardoned the two people that were found guilty. And it is only now a minor footnote in American history. But as the deeper I dug into this, the more I could see, this could have gone very bad. There were people in Western Virginia were looking to try to form their own country and try to form an alliance with France. And France was in the middle of the French Revolution at the time, which was going way bad. And so who knows what could have happened? We had good leadership in Washington. I hope that the people in the House of Representatives will take a step back and say, okay, I'm gonna lay down my ego just a little bit for the good of the country, for the overall good of the country, and we can come up with a speaker. How exactly that's going to happen, Randy, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah. Well, it's history. It's happening. First time ever that they were able to remove McCarthy and now having to replace him. And, we'll see. He says after the third round, he'll continue pushing for it. He's not stepping down. He's a fighter. He's a state champion, national champion, wrestler. And if you know wrestlers, they don't give up easily. And it's going to be very interesting. Now, I got the comment, text comment. Brett Gooding says, don't worry about the protesters. You need to stay strong, and we'll have your back. I know we have more and more listeners coming to your church on Sundays and expanding, their support of you and this show and what you're saying on Fridays, and then, of course, wanting to come and hear you preach on Sundays. But the important part of this, where are all the other pastors? Where are they standing up and speaking about these things, these issues, in order to educate the grassroots, educate their parishioners, their people who come and participate in church on Sunday? I mean, that dynamic's got to change, Pastor Chatfield, in my opinion.
I agree. And I don't know what to tell you about that. There is a, I didn't speak on, there's something called replacement theology that some pastor friends of mine think that the promises made to Israel in the Old Testament are now fulfilled in the church, and that God has forsaken Israel, and that he's done with Israel, and all those promises, they're null and void. Because we have now the new covenant with the church. Now, I do not believe that. The promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still valid. God has not forsaken his people, which he foreknew. That's true. I'm convinced of that. That doesn't mean that a Jew doesn't need to be saved like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I worship a Jew, Jesus Christ. Salvation is of the Jews, and we support the nation of Israel. But listen, I got pushed back even in my own congregation sometimes. So I have to be careful, because I'd like to get paid money to continue right here. So it is the way it is.
Yeah, you got to work it out. You got to sit down, have conversations with folks, and hopefully, like you say, persuade them to your, I guess, your perspective, your way of thinking.
In my view, the plain teaching of the Bible. And
yes,
the plain teaching of the Bible. Plus, look what's happened. Doesn't that show you about Hamas? I just can't understand how somebody can see what has happened and then still support them.
Right.
I'm dumbfounded by that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting. Newsmax is reporting 500 staffers in Joe Biden's administration signed an anti-Israel letter to get the president to change his position. I mean, this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. What's going on? I just, again, pray for the country, pray for the elected officials. But you know what? If God can't intervene in this, in his divine providence, is this going to be obviously his will that is going to be forced on the world, forced on the country? Of course it is. But like you say, we just don't know what that's going to be.
Right. Exactly right. We're going to keep trying to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for Israel. Pray that souls would be saved. Pray for our country. I also hope that we can come up with a Speaker of the House here real soon. I hope that happens.
I think it's going to happen over the weekend. I think there'll be more negotiations going on. People are blowing up their phones. I have the list of the 20 that voted first round against Jim Jordan. And again, if you would like that link, just text me JJ and I'll send you the link. You'll have John James's number in Washington, as well as Warren, Michigan, and all these other Republicans that voted no on Tuesday. And they're the ones that are causing this disruption, if you will. And I think if we call them, it might make a difference.
Right. We need a speaker. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate the research and everything into the lesson plan. And obviously, unconstitutional taxes and rebellion was part of our history. And who knows? We might be seeing it again. Time will tell.
Time will tell. Amen. God bless you, Andy.
Yep. God bless you, sir. Have a great service on Sunday. Looking forward to that top of the hour station ID. Thank you very much.
Amen. You're welcome.
Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shots.